The emergency operations room smells like burnt coffee and printer toner. It is 11 p.m., and you are at the podium with a single, stapled lab report on the table in front of you. The report flags one production lot of flu vaccine, 340,000 doses, shipped to clinics statewide over the last 3 weeks. The lab found a marker that could indicate contamination. Could. The confirmatory test will take 72 hours. You do not have 72 hours. Peak flu season starts this weekend. Your immunization chief, Priya, warns that if you pull the lot tonight, many high-risk residents, older adults, people with weak immune systems, will show up to appointments and leave unprotected. Clinics will not be able to replace those doses in time. But if the lot is truly contaminated, you could be allowing a dangerous product to keep going into arms for 3 more days. The last confirmed death from a contaminated vaccine batch in this country was in 1976. In contrast, the last serious flu outbreak in this state, fueled by low vaccination in nursing homes and senior housing, killed 23 people. A note slides across the table from your press secretary. A reporter at the Gazette already has the lab report. She is writing, "You have 1 hour before the story goes live, and whatever you decide will be judged in real time. You have to choose a course of action now. What is your call?"